I just have a few things I'd like to share with you, church, and especially for you guests here today. Thank you so much for being here. I know it wasn't hard to get some of you here because your precious possessions were on stage, and I get the draw of that. That's magnetic, and it just draws us to come. A couple of things I wanted to talk about. I thought it would be important even today to share with you parents a few things about the following year, 2026. We've been talking as a staff and really thinking about the kids, the little ones, and the teenagers of Bear Valley Church. And I want to tell you that at the end of January, we're going to begin a 6-week, maybe 7-week, maybe 8-week series. And Lord willing, the plan is for it to be Sunday morning in room A, and then once again on Wednesday night, for those who aren't able to make it Sunday morning, to do a parenting class. And we're super excited about it. We believe the Lord has a lot to tell us about raising kids. It was His invention, and so we trust Him and His Word. We're super excited about it. Pastor Dave, myself, and Caleb Bosler is also going to be sharing a little bit, talking about the different phases of parenting, but also how to have Christ as the center of your home, how sin affects your parenting, and a lot of other good stuff. And so we're super excited about that. Now, I want to encourage you as parents, even if you're at the end of that parenting time, you have teenagers and you think there's no hope for you, or even if you think you know it all, to come and be challenged by God's word. I think so. What's so interesting about parenting is this: it's the most important thing parents will ever do is parenting their child, and we take so little time and preparation on the very thing that is so important. And so I would encourage you to come. If you're not, if you're grandparenting age, if you're done, you're empty nester or whatever, and you see some younger folks, it's not like I'm not saying if you see some younger parents who have bratty kids to pull them aside and say, hey, are you going to that parenting class in January? I'm not saying that. But just encourage your younger peers to come and even say, hey, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have thought about this more. Now's a great time for you to dig in. So parenting class coming in January, February next year. I want to share a few words from God's word on a day like today. And man, I was just thrilled with hearing the kids. And I know that moms helped them so much, and Zach with getting things together. I was so encouraged and even a little emotional as I think about the blessings that God has blessed us with, my family, but also just this church, and seeing the kids up on stage sharing with us. I want to share with you, I want to read to you a psalm today, and if Kurt, if you could bring that up, Psalm 145. If you'd stand in honor of God's word, I'd like to read it to you. I just love this psalm, and it's got a lot of things to share. I have 7 points, but it probably won't be 7. It will probably be less than that, okay? I'm truncating as we're doing. Psalm 145, a song of David. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing about your sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all those who bow down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give food in due season. You open your hand and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him and to all who call upon him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. God, thank you for your word. Help us to understand and be challenged by it now. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Just a couple of things here this morning. What a blessing to hear from our kids, and they are the ones who read the eternal word of God to us and showed us the story of the Savior, the King. And so as I thought about this psalm and how it connects with what we're doing here today, I just have a few encouragements to us this morning. The psalmist David, he says over and over again in this psalm and begins with it, I will be the one to praise the Lord. You think about that, and you think about how often our voice, we speak things, or even thinking things in our head. But the psalmist, acknowledging God, he kind of raises his hand and say, I will be the one. I will be the one to praise the Lord for all that he has done. I want you to consider that as we go through here. As he also says in the first couple of lines, he says, forever and ever, forever and ever. Many of us get involved in trends and fads. I was considering the footwear of the biblical story of Jesus, and it was very diverse. I don't know if you saw hiking boots. I saw some rainbow Crocs. I wasn't there. Maybe they had Crocs already. I don't know. But as you think about the things that come and go, the idea, as David says, I will praise him. I'll lift up or extol his name. He says, till when? Forever and ever. Forever and ever. There's this sense of the worth of God and his goodness to us is an eternal thing. So our lives, our voices should be filled with eternal praise. In verse 4, it says this, one generation will commend his works to the next. And you think about that and you go, as I think about reading that over and over again, immediately I think of those who are older. And why do I think of those who are older when it says one generation commends to the next? I think that that's obvious, right? Because once you have lived a while, once you have walked the path before, it's kind of your job to prepare the ones who will walk after you, right? There's this thing of you know where the landmines are, right? You know where there's a place where it's easy to fall off the path right on this bend right here. And so you have walked before, and so the role of one generation to the next is very simple. It's saying, let me show you the way. Let me show you the way. And to the idea of speaking those words to the next generation. It's interesting, though, it doesn't just mean older to younger. Even this morning here, how many of you were encouraged to walk faithfully and thrilled with who Jesus is because of what the kids did here today? Who was like that? Yeah. And so it's interesting, and I think we could all tell stories of things where we were tuned out as older people. We were lost in things that don't matter. And a little child has reminded us of that which is true and eternal. That's which God has for us. And so what you have here is God's intention. And it seems so magnificent, and yet only God could have figured this out, that he would say, I want to even use the little ones in your lives. I want them to encourage you to walk faithfully with the Lord. And so the generational telling is older to the older generations to the younger, but also younger to older as well. I look at verse 8, and it kind of pops out at me as I read it. It says, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." It's interesting. God said this. He spoke this. Lord Yahweh spoke this to Moses. And he says, let me tell you about myself. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is who God is. And I think what's so important about how we are as older people, your little ones don't know who the Lord is. And so by your words and by your life, you will give them a picture of the one true God. And I would just encourage you that this picture would be true. And as it says in verse 8, that you would communicate with them that the Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious. That he's merciful. He's merciful. That he's slow to anger. That he's slow to anger. Though we deserve his wrath, that he's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. As you look to the Psalms especially, there's this promised love that God has for his people that's really one-sided, that he is the lover of us, that he is the one who doesn't have just a momentary, shallow or emotional love, that he has a committed love to us. Even as we wander, he loves us. And so as we think about who God is, may it be accurate what we communicate to our kids about the generations to come, about who our God is, how loving he is. And then lastly, I want to just say this. This particular psalm, it ends up, if you look at the last verse, it says, "My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord." My mouth will speak. I don't know why this is. I could talk a long time actually about why this is, but I don't know exactly why it is. We have become an internal people. We live inside our heads. We run to our phones. We go on the internet and we look at our computers and we have these internal conversations with people we don't know or with ourselves and our multiple personalities and so on and so forth. And yet as you look at Psalm 145, he says, "I will speak. I will speak." And it's not just that you should talk a lot. You should talk a lot to your kids and your grandkids and your spouse. You should communicate freely back and forth. But it's not just anything. I want to talk just briefly here. We have some young people here today. I think of you who are college aged or you're in high school or middle school and you go, "Yeah, one day I'll listen when I grow up, and one day I'll figure this stuff out." I want to tell you that these little ones up on stage, they're not necessarily listening to their parents all that often. They're not looking to their grandparents. They're looking to you, the ones that are just one or two steps ahead of them. They're wondering if they're in fourth grade and you're in eighth grade, they go, "Man, that's the next place. That's where I'm going to go." And the middle schoolers, guess what they're doing? They're looking at high schoolers and college students, and they're going, "Hey, those are the next steps. How should I live? How should I live?" And I just want to tell you, you need to speak. You need to speak that which is true so that they will know. After we're gone, or maybe after we move away or they move away, May they know that someone was willing to speak about the Lord to them. Speak about the Lord to them. I trust that as we are God's people, and I want to tell you too, some of you may say, well, you know, it's too late for me. It's never too late. You know what you should do if you've wasted time? You should learn something about the Lord and then speak it to those around you. You should walk with the Lord today and out of that relationship with Him, tell others what you know. It's real simple. It's real simple. But know this, that it needs to come out of your mouth. Don't let those thoughts be bound up in your own heart and bouncing around in your head. May those things come through your mouth. And as David said, I will speak, I will extol, I will praise the Lord because of who He is. What a blessing it is to gather today and to see the kids. I trust that it's interesting, this particular psalm was the Jews would believe that you should say this first thing in the morning and then later at night as well as you go to bed. It was a morning and evening type psalm that you would repeat over and over again as a reminder that we should be praising the Lord, we should be speaking of His goodness, and we should be doing that generationally one to another. Let me pray for us, church, and then we'll collect kids and head over to the fellowship hall. Thank you all for being here today. God, thank you for this time. What an encouragement I think of our kids here in this place. And Lord, I ask that you would help us to see the treasure that they are and then to remember them in ways that are important and not waste our days, but invest our days so that they would be successful in the days ahead, trusting in you for the difficult and those things that seem maybe mundane, that they would be able to trust you for every day. God, thank you for the generations here at Bear Valley Church. I thank you for what you've done in the past, and we trust you for the days ahead. God, glorify yourself here at Bear Valley Church, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.